applying the law of least effort.
I will put the law of least effort into effect by making a commitment to take the following steps. 1. I will practice acceptance. Today, I will accept people, situations, circumstances, and events as they occur. I will know that this moment is as it should be, because the whole universe is as it should be. I will not struggle against the whole universe by struggling against this moment. My acceptance is total and complete. I accept things as they are, this moment, not as I wish they were. 2. Having accepted things as they are, I will take responsibility for my situation and for all those events I see as problems. I know that taking responsibility means not blaming anyone or anything for my situation, and this includes myself. I also know that every problem is an opportunity in disguise. And this alertness to opportunities allows me to take this moment and transform it into a greater benefit. 3. Today my awareness will remain established in defenselessness. I will relinquish the need to defend my point of view. I will feel no need to convince or persuade others to accept my point of view. I will remain open to all points of view and not be rigidly attached to any one of them. The fifth spiritual law of success is the law of intention and desire. This law is based on the fact that energy and information exist everywhere in nature. In fact, there is nothing other than energy and information at the level of the quantum field. And the quantum field is just another label for the field of pure consciousness or pure potentiality. And this quantum field is influenced by intention, by desire. Let's examine this process in detail. A flower, a rainbow, a tree, a blade of grass, a human body, when broken down to their essential components, are energy and information. The whole universe, in its essential nature, is the movement of energy and information. The only difference between you and a tree is the difference between the energy and informational content in that energy at the level of the quantum field. On the material level, both you and the tree are made up of the same recycled elements, mostly carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and the other elements in minute amounts. You could buy these in a hardware store for a couple of dollars. The difference, therefore, between you and the tree is not the carbon, or the hydrogen, or the oxygen. In fact, you and the tree are constantly exchanging your carbon and oxygen with each other. The real difference between the two of you is in the energy and in the information. In the scheme of nature, you and I are a privileged species. We have a nervous system that is capable of becoming aware of the energy and information content of that localized field that gives rise to our physical body. We experience this quantum field. We experience it subjectively as our own thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires, memories, instincts, drives, beliefs. The same quantum field that we experience as our thoughts and feelings and emotions and desires subjectively, we experience it objectively as the physical body. And through the physical body, we experience the same quantum field as the world. But it's all really the same stuff. And that is why the ancient seers exclaimed, "I am that, you are that, all this is that, that's all there is." Your body is not separate from the body of the universe, because at quantum mechanical levels, there are no well-defined edges. You're like a wiggle, a wave, a fluctuation, a convolution, a tide, a whirlpool, a localized disturbance in the larger quantum field. The larger quantum field, the universe, is your extended body. Not only is the human nervous system capable of becoming aware of the information and energy of its own quantum field, but because human consciousness is infinitely flexible through this wonderful nervous system that we have, you are able to consciously change the informational content that gives rise to your body. And by consciously changing the energy and informational content of your own quantum mechanical body, you can influence the energy and informational content of your extended body, your environment, your world, and therefore cause things to manifest in it. This conscious change is brought about by the two qualities inherent in consciousness, attention and intention. Attention energizes, and intention transforms. Whatever you put your attention on will grow stronger in your life. Whatever you take your attention away from will wither, disintegrate, and disappear. Intention, on the other hand, triggers transformation of energy and information. Intention is the real power behind desire. It is actually desire without attachment to the outcome. The quality of intention on the object of attention will orchestrate an infinity of space-time events to bring about the outcome intended, provided one follows the other spiritual laws of success. This is because intention on the fertile ground of attention has infinite organizing power. Infinite organizing power means the power to organize an infinity of space-time events all at the same time. We see the expression of this infinite organizing power in every blade of grass, in every apple blossom, in every cell of our body, in everything that is alive. What is remarkable about the nervous system of the human species is that it can command this infinite organizing power through conscious intent. Intent in the human species is not fixed or locked into a rigid network of energy and information. It has infinite flexibility. In other words, as long as you do not violate the other laws of nature, through your intent, you can literally command the laws of nature to fulfill your dreams and desires. You can literally put the cosmic computer with its infinite organizing power to work for you. The only caution is that you use your intent for the benefit of mankind. And that happens spontaneously when you are in alignment with the seven spiritual laws of success. Intention lays the groundwork for the effortless, spontaneous, frictionless flow of pure potentiality seeking expression from the unmanifest to the manifest. Intention combined with detachment leads to life-centered, present moment awareness. This is how intention makes action powerful. When action is performed in present moment awareness, it is most effective. The past, present, and future are all properties of consciousness. The past is recollection, remembering, memory. The future is anticipation. The present is awareness. Therefore, time is the movement of thought. Both past and future are born in the imagination. Only the present, which is awareness, is real and eternal. It is. It is the potentiality of space-time, matter, and energy. It is an eternal field of possibilities, experiencing itself as abstract forces, whether they be light, heat, electricity, magnetism, or gravity. These forces are neither in the past nor in the future. They just are. Our interpretation of these abstract forces gives us the experience of concrete phenomena and form. Remembered interpretations of abstract forces create the experience of the past. Anticipatory interpretations of the same abstract forces create the future. They are the qualities of attention in consciousness. And when the quality of attention in consciousness is freed from the burden of the past, then action in the present becomes the fertile ground for the creation of the future. Intention, grounded in this detached freedom of the present, then serves as the catalyst for the right mix of matter, energy, and space-time events to create whatever it is that we desire. One pointed intention is that quality of attention that is unbending in its fixity of purpose. One pointed intention means to hold your attention to the outcome that's intended with such unbending purpose that you absolutely refuse to put your attention on obstacles. There is a total and complete exclusion of all obstacles. And if you have life-centered present moment awareness, then the imaginary obstacles, which are more than 90% of perceived obstacles, disintegrate and disappear. The remaining 5 to 10% of perceived obstacles can be transmuted into opportunities through intention. When you learn to harness the power of intention, you can create anything you desire. Intention generates its own power when you follow the following 5 steps for fulfilling your desires. Number 1, slip into the gap. This means to center yourself in that silent space between thoughts, to go into the silence, that level of being, which is your essential state. Number 2, established in that state of being, release your intentions and desires. Number 3, remain in the state of self-referral. This means remain established in the awareness of your true self, your spirit, your connection to the field of pure potentiality. This means not looking at yourself through the eyes of the world, therefore not being influenced by the opinions and criticism of others. A very helpful way to maintain that state of self-referral is also to keep your desires to yourself, to keep them your own private secret, not share them with anyone else unless they share the exact same desires that you have and are closely bonded with you. Number 4, relinquish your attachment to the outcome. And number 5, let the universe handle the details. Intention, when released in the gap, has infinite organizing power. Trust that infinite organizing power of intention to orchestrate all the details for you. Remember that your true nature is that of pure spirit. Carry the consciousness of your spirit wherever you go. Gently release your desires, and the universe will handle the details for you.